Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Faith, Taking Flight by Julie Murphy, performed by Joy Nash. Mostly my flying has been solo, but the preparation for it wasn't. Amelia Earhart. Prologue. 3 months ago. It was supposed to be an epic summer. It would be my last summer with Matt and Chess before our senior year, and we had big plans. The kinds of plans that involved a whole lot of nothing. Like racing to eat snow cones before they melted down our arms, and floating in Matt's neighborhood pool until our skin wrinkled, and curling up together by night to watch every episode of Battlestar Galactica, followed by a marathon of our favorite episodes of The Grove, selected by yours truly. All of that changed the day Matt and Chess showed up at my house during our first full week of summer break, and broke the news that Matt would be spending most of the summer with his grandmother in Georgia. Not only that, but Chess would be joining him. "I won't go if you don't want me to," Chess had said to me apologetically. But I couldn't blame her. Matt's grandma had a soft spot for Chess, who'd never even left the state of Minnesota. I was sad and felt left out, but I couldn't blame her. Matt felt bad too, but his grandmother's retirement community only allowed her to host two people at once. The first few weeks without them were fine. I'd fallen deep down the rabbit hole of Kingdom Keeper, a new multiplayer online role-playing game. I'd tried but failed to get Matt and Chess into it so that we could play from afar, but they were busy exploring Atlanta. At least they sent me selfies from their adventures at the aquarium and the Coca-Cola Museum. Besides, there were plenty of other people to play with in Kingdom Keeper, and putting yourself out there is a heck of a lot easier when you're an avatar. One night, a private message popped up on my screen from an orc who went by Sting. "Sting. Hey, you're in the Midwest, right?" A few of us had organized into different regional groups with the hopes of doing some meetups. Sting knowing I was from the Midwest was the least alarming thing about him. Trust me. You should have seen his victory dance. It involved thrusting. Lots of thrusting. You gotta have faith. Yeah, the land of cheese and malls. Sting. "Cool. A bunch of us are meeting up at Mall of America on Friday. You should go." I wish I could say I took the time to consider all the reasons why meeting a stranger from the internet was a less than stellar idea. But I missed my best friends desperately. Besides, we were meeting at a mall. What could possibly go wrong? "You gotta have faith. Count me in." Grandma Lou dropped me off since she needed the car, and I headed straight to Nickelodeon Universe, where I was supposed to meet the whole group. Sting said he expected at least 15 or 20 people. I loved Matt and Chess, but the idea that I could make my own friends separate from them excited me in a way that now riddles me with guilt. What if I'd just stayed home? But I was so lonely without them. There was only one person waiting for me that day. Sting. A white guy with must-brown hair and a square jaw. Jeans, a black t-shirt, and a black baseball cap. He was definitely too old to be in high school. But I could imagine him in college. Okay, well, maybe grad school.
"You gotta have faith?"
he asked, a charming smile playing on his lips.
"I thought it might be only me."
"No one else came?" I asked, my stomach plummeting. I was basically 1 second away from starring in an episode of To Catch a Predator. He smirked, appearing suddenly boyish.
"Just me and you. I guess that's what I get for trying to make new friends."
I could kick myself for how gullible I was, but that little response set me at ease. I know the feeling. Extending my hand, I added, "You can call me Faith." He chuckled.
"Pleased to make your
sample complete. Ready to continue?"